Hello, I'm Dave Roussel, host of the Money's Never Funny podcast, where your money's never funny and your change never gets strange. I talk all things financial literacy and money management, because the truth of the matter is, it's not what you make that matters. It's what you do with what you make. There are two things that really keep people from achieving financial success. Now, I'll share those two things with you in a minute. And when I do, I promise you they'll change your life forever. But a little bit more about me. I'm originally from Los Angeles, California, and I'm a proud veteran of the United States Air Force who served during Desert Shield and Desert Storm. I'm a graduate of the Los Angeles Unified School District, a graduate of Valdosta State University in Valdosta, Georgia, where I earned a Bachelor of Arts degree in Political Science, and Columbus State University in Columbus, Georgia, where I earned a Master's of Public Administration in Criminal Justice. I'm an educator by trade, and I've had several careers throughout my life, so my background is varied. But one thing's for sure, I love discussing and teaching financial literacy. It's a passion for me. I have a few passions. One is teaching, but a close second is helping people grow their level of financial literacy. Now, the first thing you'll notice about me is I always make the distinction between money management and financial literacy, because to me, they're two entirely different things. That's going to be important later on, so I'll come back to that. So why am I doing a podcast? I decided to do a podcast when I realized how much more people have to learn about money and how to exploit their money to create a better quality of life for themselves. The majority of people would never be a professional athlete like Steph Curry and make $48 million a year, or be a big-time Hollywood actor like Denzel Washington and make $20 million a year. The rest of us will have to be very intentional about our relationship with money. Because the truth is, if you can't properly manage $100, you won't be able to correctly handle $1,000. And if you're thinking, well, if I only made more money, things would be easier. There's some truth to that, but it's not always what one makes. There are thousands of examples of people who made millions and ended up broke. There are numerous stories of people who won millions in the lottery and were broke 5 years later. There's a special on Netflix called 30 for 30 Broke. It's about former professional athletes who made millions and ended up with nothing because they never learned how to manage their money and never developed their level of financial literacy. So my goal is to help my listeners grow their level of financial literacy and their money management skills. So let me explain my philosophy about money. Number one, obviously, like I say over and over again, you hear me repeatedly say, financial literacy and money management are not the same. People must learn to budget, save, invest, cut their tax obligations, and keep their expenses down. For me, a baseball field and financial literacy have a lot in common. I'll explain that a little bit later. People must always be thinking about how they can cut their expenses to widen the gap between their income and expenses. And once they've done that, then they can start saving or saving more. So what are my goals for this podcast? Number one, to teach my listeners to always be working to beat inflation. To teach my listeners about something called fractional reserve banking. Remind my listeners they must work to cut their tax obligations. Teach my listeners why they must own parts of the corporations they support every day with their dollars. Teach my listeners to buy shares of stock and profit generating corporations. Teach my listeners how to start to receive dividend income from stocks as a source of passive income. Grow my listeners' level of financial literacy. And educate my listeners on the way to make their money start working for them or to make it work harder. Now, with all that said, let's talk a little bit about money. I think it's one of the most intriguing and interesting topics because so many people are misinformed about money. So many people could be doing so much better with their money if they only had the knowledge. And many people are very frustrated because they incorrectly believe they're trapped in this endless cycle they can't escape. For instance, every year, millions of people get an annual raise, but then their health insurance goes up or their car insurance goes up some or some other expense goes up. So they end up thinking, I just can't get ahead because every time I get a little bit more, other things cost a little bit more. And there's some truth to that. But most people incorrectly believe there's nothing they can do about it. Let me be clear. There is something you can do about it. And it's not magic. It's not smoke and mirrors. And it's not about scheming. It's simply about developing and growing your level of financial literacy and learning about financial systems. And step number one is understanding the importance of being able to hold on to some of what you earn. Yes, I'm talking about saving. If you don't embrace this from the beginning, nothing I or anyone else says will ever help you achieve financial independence. Now, before you're able to successfully save, you must embrace a few ideas. They're more internal ideas than anything. Number one is the notion of sacrifice. If you're ever going to build any savings and have any kind of financial future, you must learn to sacrifice. As a general rule of life, sacrifice is the name of the game. But when it comes to your finances, there's not a truer statement. That means doing without today for a better tomorrow. The majority of people I meet who struggle financially refuse to make any sacrifices at all. They refuse to deny themselves a little bit today so they can have something tomorrow. Number two is the idea of patience. You must learn to be patient as your savings grow, because it's not going to happen overnight. But there's nothing more satisfying than watching your savings grow month to month and year to year. It's a feeling of accomplishment that not enough people experience. And before anyone says, well, you only live once, who cares about saving? That's true, you do only live once. But the truth of the matter is, life is full of unpredictable moments and situations that require a level of financial security. Your engine can go out on your car. Your transmission will go out on your car. You will need money for something that requires a little bit more than most people have. And you might just live to an age where you've outlived your ability to work and earn. Most organizations are not hiring 60 and 70 year old people. And the last thing you need is to be at an age and you have to deal with financial insecurities. But it's not just about saving, because keep in mind, we must always be looking to get a better return than banks and credit unions give us and to beat inflation. So getting 4 to 6% return on your saving easily achieves that. That's a great starting point. One of the places I look to when I want to know which financial organizations are offering the best returns, rates of returns on their savings accounts is Raisin.com. Raisin.com is a website that gathers and shares information on financial institutions that offer the highest rates of return on savings accounts, CDs, and money market accounts. And the majority of them require little to no initial deposit. That's huge. Now, let me be clear. I have no professional affiliation with Raisin.com. They don't pay me anything. I get nothing from them. But I have used their website and platform to research financial institutions, and it's worked for me. So just start there. Go to Google.com or go to Google and do a search of Raisin.com and browse their site to see what you can learn. This could be the start of getting you where you want to be financially. And one last thing. Having a healthy budget is a must. What's a healthy budget? A healthy budget is one where your regular expenses are much less or much smaller than your income. A healthy budget is one where the gap between your income and your expenses is huge. If you start there and are willing to save in a high-yield savings account and listen to my podcast on a regular basis, I promise you, your financial future will be much better. Hey, I'm Dave Roussel, host of the Money's Never Funny podcast, where your money's never funny and your change is never strange. And I teach you how to make your money grow. Because to me, money's never funny and change is never strange. Please subscribe and tune in regularly, because each new episode is going to change your life.